In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
Faith alone, or faith by itself without works, is deed, according to James chapter 2, verse 17. However, according to James chapter 2, verse 19, faith without love and reverence, and deeds obviously, is demonic. James chapter 2, verse 19. You believe, that means you have faith, that there is one God, you do well, great. The devils also believe, and they tremble. You see, beloved, many believe what God says. Many believe that God exists. Many believe in Him, which should mean that they love Him so much that they want to do what He tells them. Now, there are many evil people around who can manage the first two of these, that is, believe that God exists and believe what He says, and they are quite prepared to accept that He exists. But it takes someone who is not just a nominal Christian, that is, Christian by name, but who is one in deed, that means works, and in living to love, revere God, and to do what He commands. That is the true Christian. So just as faith with love is Christian, faith with love and deeds is Christian, but faith without love is demonic. So too, love without deeds is demonic and fake as well. It's a beautiful triangle, you want to call it, a beautiful equation. See, Jesus in chapter 14 of John, verse 15, commands, if you love me, keep my commandments, right? That means if you believe and you love me, not merely believe in me, I'm sorry, if you love me and you respect me, not just merely believe in me, but keep my commandments. St. John Chrysostom writes, to love is to submit to Christ. At all times, it is works and actions that we need, not mere show of words. It is easy, he goes on to say, it is easy for anyone to say or promise something, but it is not so easy to act on that word or promise. Let me ask you a question. How many times have you promised something to God? I promise I will do this. Lord, if you hear my prayer and reply and grant them, I promise I do this. I will do this. I will give you this. How many times? Well, let me tell you, there is one thing we promise and we recite every ferial morning during morning prayers, that is Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Now, if there's not a commemoration of a saint or a feast, it's just a ferial day. It's a, let's call it a normal day. During the prayers, look at what we sing. Listen to this. And I posted this. Day by day, I promise you that tomorrow I will repent. Hey, it's ringing bells, right? Yeah. Ooh, that's me. Day by day, I promise that tomorrow I will repent. My days have passed and gone, and my trespasses and transgressions and sins remain. O Christ, pity me, pity, or have pity on me, or pity me and have mercy upon me. St. John Chrysostom continues, "If you love me," Christ said, "keep my commandments. I have commanded you to love one another and to do the one to one another as I have done to you," he quotes. "To love me," he writes, "is to obey these commandments." He's speaking on Jesus' behalf. "To love me is to obey these commandments and to submit to me, your beloved." Whatever that you love, whatever that you desire, you and all your desires must be submitted to Jesus Christ. And that is true faith with deeds, which is an extension of love. The one very God-pleasing way or life to love and revere God the Father is to, Matthew 17:5, listen to his Son. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased." Only the Son, Jesus Christ. The Father is not pleased by any other, for the salvation of souls and the redemption of our sin from our sins. No, but only through the blood of his Son. Get it right. Get it right. Doesn't concern me how many degrees of PhDs and master's degrees you have. No. It doesn't concern me how many theological papers and books you've written. No. Jesus said, God said, listen to him, to his Son, Matthew 17:5. John chapter 3, verse 35, look at what Jesus rightly claims, and no one has the right to dare even think about what Jesus is claiming here. "Whom the Father loves," he's talking about himself, "whom the Father loves and has given all things into his hands." That's one way that we can please God and revere God, is to listen to his Son. Now, there's going to be an equation. The one and only true way to appease and receive God or revere God, the Father, is by listening to his Son and his Son only. The one and only way by which we can receive, accept, believe in God, the Father, is to do the same to the Son as we do to the Father. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, now I'm going to read the second half of that verse. "He who receives me, he who accepts me," let me dare to add to that, "he who believes in me, he who reveres me, he who has a relationship with me, has the same with the Father." Matthew 10, 40b, the second part. We're going to talk about the first part. In the same way, to express and exercise a true and genuine love for Christ, beloved, is to obey his commandments. Now, you want to show and express and show your love and your reverence to God, your worship to God, is to obey Jesus Christ. And the same way that we can revere the Son, the Christ, is to obey his commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. Just as Jesus says, "If you love me, fulfill my commandments." Just as God the Father has commanded and demands love for him and his Son, so too Christ, praise be to his name, has demanded and commands the same when it comes to a relationship with him. You want to have a relationship with God? You have to be obedient to the Son that he loved, in whom he was pleased. You want to have a relationship with Christ, a healthy, a true, genuine relationship with Christ? He has demanded something. You know why he's demanded it? Because he is God by nature. He has every authority to demand, just as the Father has demanded. Now, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, we read and we ascertained that to receive, to know, to see and experience the Father, by the way, whom no one has seen. So, you know, the Father has no one has seen except he who is from God. He himself sees the Father. John chapter 6, verse 46. Now, to even see the Father, we must have received, known, and accepted, and have an experience with the Son. You want to see the Father? You look at the Son. He is the bright glory. He is the reflection. He is that God. Notice I didn't mention see when it comes to Jesus Christ, right? Why? Because no one has seen the Father, but people saw Jesus. People saw the Son. And blessed are those who did not see and yet believe. That's us, John chapter 20, verse 19. We see God, the unseeable God, the incomprehensible God, the unspeakable God. We see and comprehend and can speak of by looking at Jesus Christ. Now, you want to talk about God's power? You want to have an experience, you want to express, you want to speak about the power of God when He proclaimed that let there be light and it became light. Light appeared. You can't see that, but you see that power, that authority when Jesus. And when I say you see, because of the eyewitness of the people. So those who saw, I saw. And I believe because they saw. And I believe in God because Jesus saw. He is God. So I believe because they saw, the apostles saw, those 500 that he appeared to at the same time, at the one time. So you want to see the power of God? You read the scriptures where Jesus commands Lazarus out of death, and that is the power. I saw the power of God. Now I know and I have an understanding, very minute, but I have an understanding of the power of God because I saw it in the sacrament that Jesus worked when he raised Lazarus from the dead. And just the same way, beloved, to receive, to have a true, unblemished understanding, a real spirit-moved experience with Jesus Christ, the Son, is first to love him. And then immediately after that is to obey him and fulfill his commandments, John 14, 15. To have an experience with Jesus Christ, to love him and to fulfill his commandments. Before we begin to receive Jesus Christ, we need to honor his authority as God the Son. Before we begin our true, unblemished worship of Christ is to know of his authority, to honor his authority, to admit to his authority, to confess his authority as God. If not, then your faith or your understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ is flawed. He wasn't just that mere human being. He is God by nature. Praise be to his name. John chapter 20, and here it is. Look at the authority. John chapter 20, verse 21. After his comforting peace he gave to his disciples who were in fear and confusion in the upper room, he manifests his authority. He shows his authority. And this is the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and glory be to his name. We spoke about in last week's episode where St. Paul preaches about the resurrected Jesus Christ who did not see corruption. So after his comforting peace in John 20, 21 to his disciples, he manifests his authority by saying this, just as the Father has sent me, this is after also breathing on them the Holy Spirit, not in the completeness they received on the day of Pentecost, but he breathed on them the Holy Spirit and he said, just as the Father has sent me, not I have asked the Father authority to so send you. I have asked the Father to send you. I have asked the Father to allow you to be sent. No, no, no. He quotes, rightly so, praise and glory be to his name. He has authority as God incarnate. Just as the Father has sent me, I too sent you. Just as the Father sent the Son, the Son sends his disciples, later who are called apostles. Just as the Father emphasized the acceptance and obedience of his Son in order to enter a relationship with him. The Son too emphasizes the reception and obeying of the disciples whom he sent by authority, whom he later called apostles, as stated in Luke chapter 6, verse 13. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, prior to the requisition of receiving the Father through the Son, Jesus sets the prerequisites of receiving him, accepting him, loving him, obeying him through the apostles, that is, their teaching and their instructions. He who receives you, Matthew 10:40a, first part, he who receives you receives me. Now, he who doesn't receive them, remember what happened to those who laughed at the messengers of the Lord God, and they scorned their words, and they laughed at his prophets? In the book of the second book of Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 16, it is said that the anger of the Lord God arose among his people until there was no healing for them. Wow. Wow. Let's go back to our original statement. Faith without deeds extending from love is demonic, according to James chapter 2, verse 17. You see, just as you cannot say, I believe in and I love God and reject his Son, so too you cannot claim to believe and love Christ if you reject his messengers, his apostles. You see, the faith Jesus preached and called all to was gifted as a depository. That faith, that true relationship that Jesus presented to mankind, was gifted as a depository to his disciples, his apostles. And in turn, that deposit was then deposited, or that depository was deposited in the church, along with many other graces of the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you a question. You love the Father? Do you love God the Father? If so, do you love and are you obeying his Son? If so, are you obeying and adhering to the apostles of the Son? If so, are you active and a participant in the church established upon the foundation of the apostles? 1 Thessalonians. Beloved, if one expression is removed and disregarded from an equation, it makes the equation unequal. If 2 plus 2 equals 4, but you say 2 plus blank equals 4, blank, nothing there, that equation is going to be unequal. But if you say 2 plus x equals 4, yeah, you've placed an expression in that equation. It's still a full expression. 2 plus x equals 4, we know it's 2. But take away, it's just a blank space there, that equation is going to be unequal. If a link is removed and disregarded from a chain, the chain is flawed. The chain is not complete. If the cornerstone in the center of an arch is removed and disregarded, the two sides of the arch will collapse. So too, if an element is removed from the formula, lack of a better term, or the equation set by Christ in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, if it's removed, disregarded, then it's flawed. Then flawed is our relationship. If you say just the Son and the Father, what about the Holy Spirit? If you say the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, well, what about the equation in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40? If you say the Holy Spirit and only the Son, what about the Father? If you say the Father and the Son only, what about the apostles? He who receives you, he's telling the apostles, the disciples and the apostles, he who receives you receives me, he who receives me receives the Father. There is a beautiful equation there, beloved. So we believe. If we believe in that, we read that verse and we believe in the commands of Jesus Christ, who commanded us that if we love him, we must fulfill his commandments, all his teaching, all his precepts. If we do, well, then we can't choose and pick. We have to commit to, submit to, and live according to the equation that Jesus has given us. Again, if an element is removed from the formula or equation set by Christ in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. If it is removed or disregarded, then flawed is our relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Praise and glory be to his name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.